I'm going to invite some of our elders to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is our opportunity to reflect on the gospel, to focus, to fix our eyes on Jesus, who's the center of everything. Jesus, who left his Father's side, who became human, who pitched his tent among us, who came to live in the middle of our camp to show us what God is really like. He pitched his tent taking on a human body, living life with us so that we could see what God is really like, his character, his nature, how he responds and interacts with sinners, broken people. I'm just going to invite you, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't know that your sins are forgiven, if you haven't come to him and agreed with him, confessed your sins, say, I understand who I am, what I've done, I understand what that means in light of a holy God, I understand what I deserve. I don't want what I deserve. I want mercy, I want grace, I understand you sent your only son Jesus to pay my price. I want to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. I want all my sins to be completely washed away and gone. I want to be filled with your Holy Spirit so I can walk not in my own strength trying to obey your commands, but in the power of the Holy Spirit who enables me to be who you created me to be. I want that. That is a prayer that God loves to answer. Simply right here, right now, acknowledge, I'm a sinner, I need your grace. Would you, because of what Jesus did on the cross, would you forgive me? Would you wash me clean? Would you make me a new creation? Would you fill me with your Holy Spirit? Transform my heart so I can walk with you in relationship with you, enjoying your presence. Simply cry out to him right here, right now. We're going to serve bread and juice. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you've cried out to him for forgiveness and rescue from your sins, you're welcome to take bread and juice, hold that in your hands, reflect on what he did for you. Once we've all been served as a body of believers, united through the cross, we'll take that together. Father, thank you for the gospel. That sinners like me can be cleansed, forgiven, made holy, made fit to be in your presence, enjoying relationship with you, starting right here, right now, but forever. Today we don't see your face, but one day, face to face. Thank you that you've invited us as your body to be connected to you, to be centered around you, to enjoy the gospel together. We just thank you for every good gift that you give us in the gospel. Thank you, Jesus. We look back to the cross and we recognize the price you paid to purchase us as your prized possession. Thank you, Jesus. We receive grace from your hand and we say thank you. His body broken for you, take and eat. His blood poured out to wash sinners clean, drink.